Welcome to the Daily Grind Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Colin Morgan. Listen, are you tired not living a fulfilling life? Do you believe you deserve more? Do you want more? Is it finally your time? If yes, then stick around. I welcome you to the Daily Grind.
Prove it, I'm ready to do it, I can't be afraid now. Put me on the stage now, I'm ready to rage now. I feel like an animal stuck in a cage and I'm ready to break out. So what are you afraid of? Those feelings are made up. Get in the game, your moment of fame, show them what you made of. It's time that we stand up, it's time that we man up. For anyone asking who is the best, we putting our hands up. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. This time, like the last time, you better get ready to race to the top.
I'm ready to do this, show you what the truth is. I step on the field, it's time to get real. I'm feeling so ruthless.
My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
Lower the lights down. Hand over my crown. Hand over my heart. I do this for my town. I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time.
Do you ever feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you or holding you back from achieving your goals? For me, this was my past. I kept using my past as a crutch to not move forward and an excuse. And it wasn't until I started to talk about it with a professional that things really changed and I transformed. And this is why I love this company, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating with them in under 24 hours. Now, this isn't a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional counseling service done securely online. The best part about this is, guys, is that you don't have to worry about driving in a location, sitting in an awkward waiting room, not knowing who you're talking to. Like, you get to pick your counselor. You get to do it from the comfort of your own home, so it's really comfortable and super discreet for you, and you can really open up. I find when I'm in the comfort of my own home, I open up in ways I never thought I would. And there's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which is definitely not available for you in your local area. And this service is for clients worldwide. All you do is log into your account anytime, send a message to your counselor, and in a short matter of time, you get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So again, you don't have to sit in the waiting room. You don't have to book a week out. You can do this whenever you're ready. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, and they make it super easy for you and free to change counselors if needed. So if you're not jiving with someone or they're not jiving with you, don't have to worry about this awkward thing. You can just find someone else. So you can spend the time early on to find that person who you really jive with. And that's super, I can tell you from experience, it really, really helps. It's more affordable. This is the best part. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And maybe if you don't have cash right now or you're not as flush as you need to be, financial aid is available. I can't tell you the importance of this, guys. This changed my life when I finally decided that I wasn't gonna accept all this shit that I kept happening to me. I'm gonna deal with my past, and when I dealt with my past, it helped me move forward. And BetterHelp and I want you to start living a happier life today. I want you guys to visit betterhelp.com/dailygrind. Again, that's betterhelp.com/dailygrind. And you can join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, for Daily Grind listeners only, you can get 10% off today, your first month, by going to betterhelp.com/dailygrind. Again, betterhelp.com/dailygrind. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode here of the Daily Grind. Before we jump into today's episode, If you did not hear, we are changing the format of the podcast here at the Daily Grind from 5 days a week to 2 days a week. We're going to be doing one featured guest interview and one solo episode. As I'd mentioned, I didn't mention actually that those episodes will be coming out Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm just changing again. I'm going to reiterate this. I'm changing because I'm looking for quality interviews in everything that I do. I want to bring you the best. And although I've had some amazing people over the last few months, there have been some incidences which have made me make this decision. So if you love the 5 days a week, I am sorry, but know that each interview I bring you from now on is going to be with people who are high quality, who I trust, and conversations that I want to have and that I want to share with you all. So just wanted to reiterate that, and feel free to send in questions. Feel free to send in segment ideas or guests or show ideas, and you can do that right on my website. I would love to hear from you, or on Instagram. You can follow me at ColinMorganDGP. But thank you so much for you all subscribing. And if you enjoy today's podcast, all I ask is that you share this out with someone who you feel like could really benefit from listening. But without further ado, everyone, let's jump right into today's episode. So today's podcast, everyone, is an educational episode. And a lot of you have been asking and always ask, you know, how do you start a podcast? How do you do it successfully? How do you make money? So that's what it's all about here today. I'm going to share with you my journey. And you know what? There's really no better time to start a podcast than right now. There's no better time to launch your show. There's no better time to build your brand than right now. We're going through unprecedented times. A lot of you were at home, and it's actually super simple to start a podcast, just like with Anchor. Anchor.fm allows you to record right from your phone. And if you do end up getting a mic, it's pretty very, very quality in what you can do on GarageBand and things like that. It's super simple. But here's the thing, everyone. You know, like, I launched my show over 2 years ago. The Daily Grind was launched over 2 years ago. I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but I really had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how to get listeners, who would listen, or how I would even be able to monetize and make money off of this. And it took me a full year before I was finally able to pursue this as a full-time career, which was pretty crazy. But you have to realize it took a full year before I saw any results. And during that first year, I used to think to myself, like, how can I make this work? What can I do differently? What am I doing? You know, am I making mistakes? Because I was seeing no results. But throughout all of that, the one thing I was taking with me is all the things I was learning and the connections I was making. So I never lost faith. And, you know, during that first year, and even continuing on till now, I make every mistake, just like every other podcaster and every other business person that one can make. I messed up editing. I lost recordings. I missed a few episodes. I missed a few days. I was late. But with every mistake that you make came new opportunity for me to learn and grow and adapt and change. And this led me to making significant changes. If you go back and listen to episode 100 and down compared to right now, the changes are drastic. And because of that, because of those changes, and because of listening to you, the listeners, and connecting with you, those changes have led me over to 3 million total downloads, over 10,000 listeners an episode. And through all of that, I have not paid a single dollar for marketing. And I actually don't promote my show at all anymore outside of some basic social promotions on Instagram. And what I realized over the last 2 years going to events and speaking with other podcasters is that most people who are running a podcast or who start a podcast don't do it with a direct purpose. They don't have an end goal in mind. They don't know how they're going to make money, no idea how to monetize. And money isn't everything, but money is a motivator. You know, podcasting for 2 straight years for free, unless you're making millions of dollars elsewhere, is pretty difficult to do because it's quite a time consumer. Money gives you fuel and faith that you can actually do this. And most people equate money in podcasting as to the amount of listeners you have, and that is completely wrong. And I've seen so many great shows give up because of this, reduce down, water down their quality. I even know shows that have amazing engagement and a great following, more than I have right now, that have and always have had trouble monetizing it, or they're getting sponsorships and people paying them, but it's just grossly underpaid. So today, what we're going to do is I'm going to break down, first of all, the benefits of podcasting for you all, and there are a bunch. Like I said, we're all sitting at home right now. Most of us are working from home. This is a perfect, perfect time to launch a show, to launch a brand, to reach out to people and do something creative in a new way. And what it does is, A, it gives you content. So podcasts give you unlimited content. You can take clips of your podcast. You can post them on your social channels. You can transcribe your podcast into blog posts. Even if you're filming your podcast, you can actually place that on YouTube and do little clips. So one podcast episode could give you enough content for 2 weeks. And by doing that, what it does is it gives you social proof. So hosting and appearing on podcasts gives you authority in your field. So whether you're in business or not, and I'm speaking to people specifically who are not running their own business right now. If you are, this is even more of a win for you. But if you're not, what it does is it starts to build up your authority with everyone else. It builds trust with your audience. It builds trust with your current or future clients. And because of that trust build, it allows you to turn them into customers. See, content creates social proof. Social proof builds trust. And trust creates clients. And this way of growth and this way of thinking and this way of podcasting provides you and your business with a consistent flow of warm leads every single week or every single month. If you're in business, this is huge for you right now. Podcasts help you capture an audience and highlight the service of your product or your service or your business. As stated by Cyberworld out there, one of the benefits of podcasting for business is that it offers an excellent platform for companies to share the know-how on its products or topics. This is going to generate high traffic for you, high traffic for your business. Marketing efforts are going to be way better, and podcasts are just engaging in general, right? You're at home, you have it on when you're cooking. You're working, you have it in your ears. You're always trying to learn. You're driving, you're out with your dog, you're out on a run, you're in the gym or working out at home right now. Podcasts are seem to be in everyone's ear. So if you can capture some of that real estate within people's ears, you can really start to make a difference. And as you make a difference, you're going to see what it can really do for you. Now, like I said, this is not easy. A lot of people think when you start a podcast, you're going to see results within the first few months. And you may, if you're listening and you have a massive following already, you're an influencer in your space, and you start a podcast, this is only going to help exponentially grow what you're doing. But most of you listening aren't. Okay, and that's just the reality of it. I wasn't at all. That's why it takes time. That's why it takes a bunch of time to nurture, takes time to get through the tough times in order to really go this. So, I mean, you're looking at 6 months to a year before you really start seeing any results. But think to yourself right now, you know, what else are you doing? There is no better time to get started with something like this. So because of that, I want to help you. There are major mistakes people make when starting a show. A, they're doing something that either they've seen someone else do, so they're copying that, or you're leaning into a hobby. Now, a hobby is a great place to start because you're very knowledgeable about that. But what you don't just want to do is come up with the name of the show and just start recording. You actually want to set up a strategy, set up a plan of attack, so you know exactly what you are doing with your podcast, from who you're going to reach out to, how you are going to reach, how you're going to deliver your message, how you're going to share it out, and how you're going to actually grow and monetize the show. And all of them correlate. So like if you're starting a business, this is no different. You need a plan before you get going. You don't just want to start something, because what you're going to realize is that all the things as you go forward, you're going to wish you would have done them at the beginning. And it's going to cost you a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of time, and it may even require you to shut down. So we want to set up a strategy which is actually going to work for how much time you have, for your situation, for the amount of money that you want to make, and for yourself going forward, your plans going forward. Once you create that strategy for yourself, and it is rock solid, this is the key success. Next is setting up your podcast. Now, not only do you want to ensure you're on all the platforms, you want to ensure that your artwork is created and consistent and on brand. You want to make sure that the music that you pick hits all the notes. And you want to make sure that you understand how you are going to not only record, but edit and release each episode and what that is going to look like. Do you need a website at the beginning? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. That is all based around the strategy that we create for you at the beginning. But the podcast setup is going to directly be a reflection of the strategy that you make, which leads into the editing of the show. Is do you want this to be tight, a consistent message going forward? How much editing do we have to do? Or do you want it as a show more like, say, a Joe Rogan Experience where there is zero editing? It's hit record, 2.5 hours long, and you're just going to share it out and cut it from there. And the biggest portion of this that most people miss is how do you promote your show? Okay, and here's the question you get asked so many times. When I say I don't promote my show, that's because I do it differently. And this is something that most other shows miss. Most other shows promote it themselves. I get others to promote it for me. And that is a really, really key lesson. Okay, let me say that again. Don't promote your show yourself. Get others to promote your show for you. Like anything else, you need social proof. You saying that something's great is far less impactful than someone else saying it's great. That is why it's great to promote it yourself, but it can get oversaturated after a time, especially with myself who used to do 5 days a week. I found that very quickly. But when you get someone else to promote the show for you, what it does is it creates that social proof and it creates that community build, which is only going to grow your audience and your income. And this is a very, very simple setup. But I want you to know that if you are starting or thinking about starting a podcast, you can't miss any of those steps. And the key one is your strategy. So what I'm doing for everyone listening is if you want to dive into this, I'm going to set up a 15-minute call with each and every single one of you who want to learn about how you can get this going for yourself. Okay, 15-minute call to work on your podcast strategy only if you're interested in starting a podcast right now. Now, all you have to do is go to the show notes section of this page, no matter what platform you're on, or go to Daily Grind Podcast and you can do it right through my website, but you'll see the link to book a 15-minute call. Listen, I've made every mistake one can make, and I'm going to fast track you. I'm going to show you how I got over 3 million downloads, how I get over 10,000 downloads an episode. And we're going to work on creating that same amount of success for you as you go forward. So again, all you have to do is go to the show notes section of this podcast. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, all I ask, as I had mentioned at the beginning, is that you share this out with a friend who you feel like could benefit. Maybe you know someone who's thinking about starting a podcast. Maybe not. Maybe you are. But just share this out with a friend. Really hope and wish you all the health and happiness. Thank you so much to BetterHelp, our sponsor for today's episode. Again, go to betterhelp.com/dailygrind. You can get 10% off your first month there. Absolutely amazing platform. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and always remember to keep on grinding.